Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real.
Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? Well, I'm all of it.
All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harris.
What's happening? This is David Banner, and this is a special edition of the David Banner Podcast and Expeditiously.
Yes, indeed. It's a hybrid of these two very important shows, and today's episode is a very serious and personal one. And it's not just around incarceration and the motive for incarceration within the black community, but also around the conditions of the incarcerated. The over-incarceration crisis, and also about basic human rights. Joining me today is my brother-in-arms, David Banner, for nearly two decades or more. And I called you because I became aware of the conditions in a prison in Mississippi called Parchment.
Parchment, right.
And as soon as I called you, you were already aware. Mm-hmm. And you began to make calls to people who had boots on the ground, including the mayor of Jackson and the people who are joining us here today, so we could get to the bottom of how we can be helpful and inform people how they could be helpful as a community, because, you know, these are unspeakable circumstances that our brothers are dealing with in them. Now, you should also know that this is the first ever double podcast in the history of Expeditiously. I don't know if you've ever done it.
No, this is the first time. Definitely.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? We've been breaking records and setting trends, so this should be no different. I couldn't think of a better person to make history with yet again other than this brother right here.
And we did the same thing doing Katrina.
Yep.
And I just wanted people to know that this has been something that you and I, me and you, always go into council with each other. And I think it was really important because people know how much you've always cared about our state. You've always, bro, when Katrina happened, bro, the things that you did when you got on the radio station and held a lot of people accountable, bro.
Sure.
So I thought this was fitting, not just for the grown-ups, but for the kids to see two black men stand up, and in this case, four black men and our strong queens stand up for our community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I must give you all the credit for putting the panel together today. Because, of course, Jackson being your hometown and also, I guess, hometown, it's important for me to allow you to introduce the guests and let everybody know, you know, who everyone is and where they stand.
Thank you. Before we do that, I'd like to say Mayor Chokwe Antar Lumumba was supposed to be here, but it's flooding in Jackson, Mississippi right now. I'm talking about boats. The kids can't get into the elementary schools and high schools, period.
Crisis.
Like, it's a crisis right now. And he really, really wanted to be here. And I told him, I said, bro, you have to do what's best for the city.
Absolutely.
And the people. And I think he was going to do that anyway. But I wanted the people to know that he wanted to be here. So,
right on.
You know. Starting off is Ms. Sharon Brown. Ms. Sharon Brown is a grassroots organizer and advocate that's been fighting for the rights of our people since I've known. Like, she was the person that brought me in on the rights about the flag. And what's amazing about her is anything that's dealing with our people, She's on the ground. She's sacrificing her life, her people, and her family. And it was important for her to be here because this is something that she's been doing. And she's been helping the incarcerated since 2014 as a member of the Mississippi Prison Reform Coalition. So,
amazing.
You know, very, very important. And we thank you for being here, sister.
Salutations, queen.
Thank you.
Next up is Alicia Judkins. She's the state director for the criminal justice reform in Mississippi. Advocate, a justice fighter that has helped to litigate several cases against the MDOC and has spent a significant time investigating prison conditions in Mississippi. Just really quick with you, I've heard you've been trying to shut Parchman down for years. This is something that's not new. And a lot of people who come from different places, they'll see the situation and say, well, the prison riot may have had something to do with the conditions. Really quickly, can you let people know that that's not the case at all?
Absolutely. So the conditions in, and let me add, all Mississippi prisons, while like we're highlighting Parchman because there are some drastic and deplorable things happening there right now, this is a statewide issue and it's not just that one particular facility. But highlighting Parchman, it's been sued multiple times. One of the units has been shut down because of a lawsuit. But these are issues and conditions that folks who are housed there and detained there have been fighting for decades at this point, but now the world is listening and the world is watching.
We thank you. Moving on down the line is Big Crit, one of the dopest artists from anywhere.
And producers
yeah. Anywhere. And he's from the powerful state of Mississippi also. And when I called him up, he was like, "Big bro, I'm there. Like, I'm ready, you know." And I appreciate you for coming. I thank you for everything that you've done, because you being in the music game made it easy for me to go on the movies and do other things that I have been wanting to do all the time.
I got you, big boy.
I was like, bro, if he here, we good.
I got you.
You know, yeah. And it's awesome because you and Tim's relationship was solidified, like, even without me. Like,
I got out of prison to her, and I had to get the first song I did when I came home. I heard him making noise, man, from inside. Right. So, you know, he's done nothing but grow and evolve ever since then.
Right. Man, I appreciate it.
Right on.
Moving down, John Knight, it was really, really important for us to have you, because I noticed this even being from Mississippi. People come from everywhere and talk about situations that they know nothing about in a lot of cases. You were formerly incarcerated, and you have been an advocate. You've been a member of a gang. But now you decide to be an interrupter, and you have programs to help with Mississippi prison reform. Like, to me, your voice is the loudest because it's people like you that have been affected, man. So I appreciate you for putting your life on the line. And like all of us, you know, the people that we used to be, me and Tim talk about it all the time.
Only for the grace of God.
Yeah. People see the end result, and they talk from an empathetic standpoint. But we need to talk to people who have definitely been inside, and you've been in Parchman. So we thank you for being here, brother.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we right here, bro.
Yes, sir.
Man, I mean, it's an honor to have all of you guys here, and it's an honor to stand on the side of you and fighting for justice for our people together, because we are a community. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Mississippi, outside of Atlanta, nationwide, throughout this country, we are all oppressed. We all have fought against some discrimination in some shape, form, or fashion, and we know the horrendous conditions that come with poverty, let alone incarceration. Hey, listen, man, let me ask you a real question, and you can answer however you want, but I'm just going to ask you anyway. Are you unhappy with your smile? Are you tired of feeling self-conscious in photos? Well, Candid delivers clear liners straight to you, okay? And it strains your teeth for 65% less than braces. Candid's aligners can help strain your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. Plus, they're invisible and removable, so you're not going to scare anybody off, okay? And with Candid's, there's no doctor's visits because they're shipped directly to you, and Candid costs 65% less than braces. 65%. Looking ahead to wedding season or a special event, whatever the occasion, with Candid, the average treatment length is just 6 months, and you'll start seeing results way before then. So, are you ready to take the first step towards straighter teeth and a better smile? For limited time, you can get started with $75 off by using code TI at CandidCO.com/TI. That's CandidCO.com/TI. Use code TI for $75 off. CandidCO.com/TI. Code TI. So before we kick it off with the guests and the line of questions today, I feel we'd be remiss not to share at least a few statistics to provide some context and set the tone for the conversation today. All right, so first, Mississippi is the third largest incarcerated population in the United States.
True. And as of November 2019, there were over 19,000 people in Mississippi prisons.
According to a report provided by Insight, 54% of Mississippi's prison population is black.
Right. And Mississippi has made some strides in closing harmful juvenile facilities, closing Walnut Grove Juvenile Facility for humane living conditions. However, it has done little to nothing to improve prison conditions.
And in August of 2018, there were 16 deaths in Mississippi prisons. That is 16 deaths in 1 month.
Yep. In response to the August deaths, Corrections Department Commissioner, Policia Hall released a statement that they were being investigated. Through the majority were believed to be from natural causes and not out of line with numbers of deaths in the previous months.
However, more than half of the people who died were under the age of 60, according to Appeal.com, an online news outlet following issues of mass incarceration.
Deaths in Mississippi Department of Corrections custody have climbed from 62 in the fiscal year of 2014 to 85 in the fiscal year of 2018 and 78 in 2019.
Now, For John, you were born and raised in Jackson, correct?
Yes.
So you're a native of the community. You've experienced incarceration in Mississippi and are now helping to build a violence interruption and credible messengers program in Jackson with People's Advocacy Institute, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and you also still have people that you communicate with on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah, that's important. Now I know you are a former gang member. What particular gang?
Vice Lords.
Okay, cool. And this and the excuse that's being used right now within the prison is that the war or like the gang war between the Vice Lords and the GDs is what has the conditions like that.
Nah.
The governor seems to think that, you know what I'm saying, the gangs fighting amongst each other is what, you know what I'm saying, what's causing all of this. But what do you have to say?
Well, that's a lie. That's
straight up.
Just to be real. Yeah. That's an excuse for them to try to get the heat off behind of all the leaders and all the brass and all the white shirts that's over the Mississippi Department of Corrections.
Mm-hmm.
First off, they don't give you any proper mental health screenings once you get there. And you know, a lot of people that have crimes that's doing time have mental issues, and they treat them like they are responsible for their actions. You know, you are mentally incompetent, you shouldn't be responsible for your actions. You should get some help and get treated.
Right.
You know, they don't give you the right medical treatment. You have just terrible living conditions first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And they treat you like you're the scum of the earth because you made a mistake and committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already in prison. Took away from my family, my kids, my freedom, my rights, and everything.
Right.
So I'm paying the price of what I did.
Right.
I didn't come to prison to get beat on, shot at, stabbed up, and throw it off in the cell naked like I'm some common day slave.
Right.
You know, and prison wasn't made for people to go there and love it.
That's right.
It's made to rehabilitate you. But if you have nothing to rehabilitate you, what are you going to turn into?
Well, I'm a firm believer that, you know, people behave the way they're expected to behave. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep someone in a dwelling that is not even suitable for an animal, and you treat them like an animal, you speak to them like an animal, well, you can expect for them to behave like animals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. But the thing is that most, the way that the United States sets up the prison system now is not to rehabilitate, but to get cheap labor. And that's what it's really about.
Yes.
And the thing that me and Crit talked about on the phone that I never really thought about until, you know, he brought it to my attention, is America treats prisoners of war better than they treat their incarcerated people. There's just certain, there are laws, period, about how you're supposed to treat a human being.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that the deplorable situations in which they put our people under is not called for regardless. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that our voices were lifted, is because as I was watching the commentary on their news channels, it was all about gang violence. And regardless of what the situation was, or what the situation, or how the supposed war started, people have no business living that way.
Mm-hmm.
America doesn't allow their animals to live that way.
That's
what I'm saying? So I have a question for you, Alicia. You are an advocate and a policy expert for Forward.us. An organization committed to ending mass incarceration. You have a long history of working to investigate and litigate conditions of confinement, basically prisons in Mississippi. Can you tell us about what you have experienced in your years of work, especially as it pertains to the way that they try to box the commentary in to being about the gang wars and not the situations that the people are in? Can you give them a little bit of light on the systemic history of the way that Mississippi prisons are?
Absolutely. And I think my brother John did like an excellent job highlighting like the specific conditions that men and women are faced with. And I think it boils down to something you touched on, and that is, they know the issues, but they think that's the way people deserve to be treated, right? So I don't think anyone would disagree with what we're saying that the conditions are, but people believe when you've messed up, when you've made a mistake, that somehow as a person, as a human, you've lost some value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the different sides have opposing views. In the work I've done with investigating prison conditions, I haven't been in a situation where the folks on the opposing side disagreed. It was just like, but they're in prison. And so even as you see lawmakers weighing in, one comment I've noticed that's a common thread is like, well, we don't want to make it, you know, nice. We know it's not supposed to be a hotel, but, and I don't think you need that caveat. Like, you just, if you are human,
right.
Like, there's just like basic needs and like basic things that should be afforded to you regardless of mistakes that you may have made.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to find the best brands in all lifestyle categories, combined with fast, free one-day shipping, free return, and 24/7 customer care? But now you can, okay? Whether you want to or not, just know it's there for you with Verishop. Verishop is a new online shopping site with the fashionable brands that you need for every moment in your life, from women's and men's fashion to home decor, beauty, and wellness. And they get your purchases to you fast. You dig what I'm saying? With free one-day shipping and free return. No membership fee. No minimum purchase required. Verishop's expert retail team hand selects and sources every single item from more than 300 brands from all over the world. So there's no chance of counterfeits or fake goods. No fugazi, baby. Get fashion brands like Vince, Levi's, and Deadwood. Home decor brands like Boll & Branch. And beauty and grooming brands like Orbea. and Blind Barber, all in one place with the premium shopping experience you deserve. Verishop even gives you the option to pay over time, and their customer care representatives are available 24/7 by phone, text, or email. Shop Verishop for the fastest free shipping out there, man. And with my promo code, new Verishop customers can take 15% off of the first purchase to try it out. So just go to Verishop.com and use my code TIP. That's Verishop, Verishop.com with the code TIP for 15% off of your first purchase.
I think another thing we have to look at is, okay, so I've been to prison, and I know how, you know, every warden of every prison, how they be on everybody's head when it's inspections. But don't nobody want to have a bad inspection. So, you know what I mean, all the lieutenants and all the captains and everybody. So everybody's on the order list. Make sure to buff the floors and clean the walls and the floorboard. You know, I always stayed in bed and said, fuck that shit. But I know how, you know, how anal they are about that. So how can they continue to have these inspections with the water being brown as all of you are, and with, you know, feces not being able to be flushed down toilets, and, you know what I'm saying, how can they pass inspection and remain in business, I mean, essentially, you know, for so long and not be held accountable?
It's exactly what you said. When they know people are coming in, they clean up first, right? When you're having company, you're going to clean up first and put your best foot forward. What we've been fortunate in this instance is that lawmakers showed up unannounced and were allowed access.
Right.
And that's something I've been, like, hoping and praying for my entire career in Mississippi. People just show up. Because when you have to announce you're coming, and most of the time they make you, it's like a security issue. You just can't show up and walk into any prison.
Right.
But they clean up first. And I've been in the facilities. I've seen the wardens, like, scrub the walls. I've seen them repaint. I've done work back in what they call segregation units, where the glass are locked down 23-on-1. And they set fires to get the attention of staff.
Right.
So if they have any type of need, the staff aren't on the zones like they're supposed to be. So if I have a medical issue or if I have any need, I've either got to bang on the door or I've got to set a fire or do something drastic to get your attention to come and see what my needs are. So I'll paint over all the soot and the smoke.
Right.
And so, like, when we go in there, it looks great. Like, it's freshly painted and it looks nice. But had you gone in the middle of the night or the day before, you would have seen a different story.
Tip asked me a question when we first talked on the phone, like, who is the inspector? Like, that's the one thing that I do respect about the young revolutionaries. They don't just talk about people in general. They find out their name, where they work at.
Yeah.
Like, John, they work at Subway. Like, this is where he stay at. Like, would you happen to know the name of the inspector?
So, Mississippi does not have an oversight or governing body that just inspects the prisons. The inspections I'm speaking about, so, like, they have accreditation. Mm-hmm. So, you can be accredited by the American Corrections Association, the ACA. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like, you have the proper policies in place, so to speak, for a variety of categories. The health department also goes in, but it's not specific to the prison. It's like the same health department that would go and inspect the schools and inspect restaurants. There isn't a specific body specific or related to the correction system.
Okay. Now, breaking news. Okay, so we find out that I think Yo Gotti and Jay-Z have lawyered up to enter a suit against Parchman's prison, which is, you know, I think that's necessary because everybody got to do their part. That's, you know, the heavy lifting, and, you know, it's going to take a lot of us to do some light lifting, you know, boots on the ground, as you guys are already doing. But for you, Sharon, my question is, aside from, like, suing and doing podcasts, we know that there are serious problems occurring daily, like right now. What are the immediate solutions and what are the long-term goals as far as our strategy?
The immediate solution would be to remove all the brothers from the conditions that they are in. Our government has the capacity to do that. They can just remove them. They have removed 325 to a private prison. So my question is, why are the ones that you all deem maximum security still living in filth and squander?
Well, what's the long term play, the long game, as far as what you want? What can we all do to ensure that that will take place?
Well, we just got to keep pressure on them. We have to show up to our state legislator. We have to put pressure on the ones that make the decisions that, you know, the pen is killing us.
Mm. Who's the councilman or who's the you know, the legislator in that area? Who's the congressman? Who's
the corrections committee is the body that oversees corrections. And so they just named a new chair, Juan Barnett.
Okay, who do they answer to, though?
Good question.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's why independent body, Ryan, oversees.
So they all renegades. When they get that position, they just, what they say, go.
So they're able to hide behind the ambiguity. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Since there's no one person that can be held accountable for.
Right.
Well, somebody has there's an election that puts someone in position there, and whoever that someone is, they have to be held accountable by the voting public.
That's right. Right. So our commissioner is appointed. Mm. The commissioner of corrections is appointed. And so, like, we're our legislative session just started January 7th. So a lot of these people are new to the roles they're in, and we're kind of like just getting started in that sense. But yeah, like the person who the voter should be able to speak on about is appointed by our governor. Yeah.
Crit, one of the things that I've heard you talk about since the day that you got an opportunity to step in front of the mic is how situations like the example of Katrina,
yeah,
the places that were hit the worst during Katrina was the coast area of Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, places like that, but especially Mississippi, a lot of times the things that go on in our state are never heard.
Yeah, even now, like, there's a certain lack of media coverage with this. Like, I can call a few of my friends that aren't from Mississippi and ask them about it, and they have no idea. Mm-hmm. Or it might be posted on social media here and there, but it's not as informed as you would think. It's not all over, like, the TV and people trying to get to the bottom of it, even to put, you know, you are in a position like this where we have to figure out the best way to make awareness. Your Facebook post here, and you got social media, but there's also people that should be talking about this right now. And it goes back to, like, well, it's Mississippi. And then you put on top of that, it's prison. So people, like, the awareness or the attention span is, like, short. Mm-hmm. And it's just been like that with a whole bunch of other topics, even with the flag removal in Jackson. Like, so many people had no idea that this was going on, or even they didn't care to tune into it, even per se. And so it's just another one of those situations. But this is the first time, definitely for me, that I knew it couldn't be a song. Like, I couldn't do a song to bring awareness, like, to actually sit down and learn from people that are on the ground and try to figure out, how can I help as a musician outside of doing a song? Like, who do I need to talk to? What can I put on my platform to bring some kind of awareness?
Hey, listen, man, you ever feel like the new year just remind you of everything that you didn't do the year before? We all have habits we want to kick in 2020. We all have things we want to make better. We all have improvements to make in our lives. You're not the only one. But you don't have to set unrealistic goals to make positive change. Without support, goals can feel impossible at times. That's where Talkspace comes in. Talkspace online therapy makes taking care of your mental health more affordable and convenient than ever before. You can send your therapist unlimited text, audio, pictures, or video messages from anywhere at any time. Hey, listen, I'm busy, you busy, shit, we busy. But that doesn't mean that we can't find a therapist to help us through some tough times when we need it the most. And Talkspace is affordable. 1 month of therapy on Talkspace costs about the same amount as a single face-to-face session. Best of all, you'll never have to wait a week to share what's on your mind. You dig what I'm saying? Start 2020 off strong with Talkspace. They can help. It's the support you need to help achieve your goals at a price that you can afford. And you can get $100 off your first month when you use code TIP as you sign up. You dig what I'm saying? Don't wait for another year to go by. Don't make more excuses. No matter what 2019 was like, set yourself up for success in 2020. Match with your perfect therapist today at Talkspace.com or download the mobile app. And don't forget to use code TIP for $100 off of your first month. That's Talkspace.com, promo code TIP. Hey, what's going on, man? Tip T.I. Harris here. And I want everyone in your family, everyone at your job, every person you run into, to subscribe to Expeditiously with me, It's exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And when you invite them to subscribe, please don't forget to leave out the most important fact of the matter. If you listen to this show and subscribe to it, quite frankly, you'll look better. So with that, I bid you adieu.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey, say, listen, right? It's January 2020. The year 2020 shows up a lot in science fiction. A lot of people predicted that by now we'll be teleporting to work, or living on Mars, or time traveling, or flying cars, or anything, man. And a lot of those predictions were wrong. The truth is, we'll always get the future wrong, which is why we need to get life insurance right. That's where Policy Genius can help. Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You can save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and the red tape on your behalf. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home and auto insurance, or disability insurance for that matter. So if your science fiction dreams for 2020 still haven't become science fact yet, don't get discouraged. Get life insurance. It takes just a few minutes to find your best price and apply at PolicyGenius.com. Policy Genius, because we'll always get the future wrong. We better get life insurance right. You understand? I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so expeditiously shall continue.
And I think it's also important for us to say that me and Tip, in a lot of cases, are exceptions to the rules. A lot of times they put me on CNN and I have a library and I study. But a lot of times these problems are bigger than artists. And in a lot of cases, black people shouldn't. I mean, Malcolm X talked about this. Like, they put a certain responsibility on artists that are much bigger than us. They're engineering problems. Like, I give a quick example and then I'll let you have it back. We raised close to $1 million for Katrina. But as I really started studying, Katrina was a $1 billion problem.
Right.
That even if every rapper on this planet who was successful gave all the money that they ever made in rap, it was so much bigger than us. And in a lot of cases, we're not equipped. These are problems. Like, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that you were here, Ms. Judkins, because a lot of this stuff has to do with law and situations that have been set up that have been going on for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and in our case, it's 200-300 years. So, what are some of the messages that you would like to give, just like to the common person, about the pressure that's put on a lot of the artists that's unjust?
I mean, well, for me in this case, I'm not really on social media as much, like, especially right now, but getting a call from you, right, and then actually engaging in a whole phone conversation with a group of people, and being aware outside of the information that might have been given in the media that was misinformed, mm-hmm. or they just point one direction. There's a lot of people in the communities that, again, they don't know who to talk to or who to call, or right. Who is the person that the congressperson deals with? Like, we don't know. Like, mm-hmm. so these are the questions. And who do I contact to actually go there if I want to go there, if I want to donate something, if I want to complain, if I want to call somebody, like, yo, you need to do something. Most people don't have that information. Mm-hmm. And me is like, if I get it, I need to get it from a source that actually vital, like mm-hmm. a viable. I need it from somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, because I don't want to go out here and give people bad information either,
bro,
or misinform somebody. And it's so easy to put out a message on social media and it's totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just one of those people, like, I need to know. And so sitting here today, like, I'm getting information that I did not know about. I'm learning. And with that, I hope to become more active.
Okay. This is a question for anybody. Conditions are bad for the people who are actually locked up. But what are the conditions like for the staff? And how does that impact their ability to do their job humanely?
Oh, it's horrible. The same mold exposure that the inmates are that the inmates experience, mm-hmm. the workers also experience. They're overworked. I know you all have seen pictures of some of the guards sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm on a double shift.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes the whole entire environment bad for the staff, in addition to being understaffed.
Right.
So, you know, the staff may not be locked down in the cage, but they are experiencing some of the same harsh conditions.
Mm-hmm. And would you agree, Ms. Judkins, that in a lot of cases, the environments that are set makes it conducive to people acting a certain way?
I absolutely would agree.
Because Tip lightly touched on that, and I definitely want to know your opinion also.
Right. So, and in a myriad of ways. So we know another interesting fact about Mississippi: our correction staff is overwhelmingly female, mm-hmm. with the majority male population. Mm-hmm. So,
Say that again.
Our correction staff is overwhelmingly female, and our population is majority male.
Right.
So you have women who are working. You have to announce. So you just can't be on the pods. You've got to announce yourself. Because of the, like, you can't be around men, like, they may be changing or showering, so mm-hmm. you have to announce yourself before coming onto their living unit, and that just creates a whole other host of issues and barriers. There are low wages, mm-hmm. right? So what does that put me in a position? Maybe I wouldn't have thought about doing this favor or bringing in this contraband, but I'm making just as much, or if not little, as a fast food worker.
Wow.
But I have a family support. Like, I believe our officers that work for the state qualify for public assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, you're talking about $24,000 or $25,000 annually.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting... You're not attracting a lot of talent, a lot of, like, people who would look at this as a long-term career. I could get into corrections to help, to be some force of good in my community. Like, you're getting folks who need jobs because they have kids, they have a family to support, and this is what's out there. This is what's available.
Right. What do you say, bro?
Yeah, both of my sisters was on point. And like you said about the women coming in the zone, can you imagine a woman her size being over the zone with 175 grown men in there, all with different attitudes, all with different agendas, all with this lady on her mind. So just imagine how she feel mentally. Right. Had to walk down through there to do the camp, get to your rack, and all of them standing at the rack, and she mm-hmm. had to walk through there with her smell good on, right, and hearing all these little sexual things that these guys may say and may not say.
Mm-hmm.
And then have to go back in the tower and sit there when they come and open the door, and they don't, and when they bother those ladies like that, or not just the ladies, the guards, period. When it be one or two guards to that many guys, period, mm-hmm. any prison, it's not going to go the way it need to be ran.
Right, right.
Because everybody need attention. Everybody need to be talked to. And the money. Right. The money is a big issue with right. the guards and the training.
Right.
Because they want to staff up so much, they straight putting... 2021, you want to work at the Mississippi Department of Corrections? Come on, go through this training for yep. 6 weeks. Now you're a CO. Now go in there with dude and them got 500 years put together between mm-hmm. four guys and make them get on their rack.
And right. that just changed, you know, in the last couple of years. Up until 3 years ago, yes. you could be 18.
Yes, so
you
got 18, babies, straight out of high school
mm-hmm. fresh getting your GED in their corrections
and come
offices.
On work in the prison system.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me ask all of you all a question. Can you all share some organizations, like the organization that some of you all are in, that's really doing the real work? Because what I found out in a lot of cases, a lot of the people that scream the loudest are doing the least
most
for the real people. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that you were here,
is because, like, a lot of those organizations that are really touching the people, they get the money last or they get the support last.
Exactly.
You know, who are some of those real organizations that people, that we can connect people through our efforts that's really helping the people in the inside?
Well, what we have done, we have brought all of those organizations together to form the Mississippi Prison Reform Coalition, mm-hmm. so we can be up under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because it's, when you say as far as touching the people, I only know of two.
His name.
Us.
Yeah.
Mississippi Prison Reform Coalition,
mm-hmm.
and Mississippi Southern Bells, which is up under us now. They were doing the work back in 2013, 2014, but they kind of, you know, it was just like they came about, they gave themselves a name, and so they kind of did what they could. But, you know, without funding, it's not much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I got in touch with CJ, and through the grace of God, I begged her to please come back and get with me and help me, because mm-hmm. it's big.
Mm-hmm.
I get calls every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's happening, man? You got to know, right? Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, learning a new skill, there are a lot of ways that we could better ourselves this year, okay? But I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off tackling high-interest credit card debt. Now, our friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. Now, the hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Now that's fast. I said the next day. You dig what I'm saying? Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest rate credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment. That's with Upstart, all right? So see why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/TIP to find out how low your Upstart rate can go. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/TIP. Get yourself together.
This is something that I was going to talk about on social media after me and Tip did this program, and I think I can actually say it. Is that it's time for us to start holding certain organizations, certain people, certain pastors, the people that we give our money to.
Mm-hmm.
The corporations that we give out. Me and Crit was laughing because people always talk about artists and football players, but what about Kraft Cheese?
Mm, yeah.
What about Heinz? What about Backwoods? You know, all of these different places. And then even if we go back to artists, the people that you put your money behind, because I'm talking to a lot of people from these grassroots organizations. Like, of course, I would never, you know, disclose any information of who these people right. are, but these people call my phone crying sometimes.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, not being able to provide for their families. And I know a lot of artists who put their whole life aside to make sure that stuff is all right. And they're the people that show up on the front line every time. And those people don't support.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, we support the people that treat us like the corporations that we fight against,
this
bro.
Is true.
You know, and that's why, bro, I applaud you, Tip, so much, bro, because we all could have continued the things that made us popular. And I tell people this to this day, as much as people say that I'm woke, I didn't make no money off of none of that. No,
right.
My success came from like a pimp.
That's right.
The hustlers, the gangbangers, the hoes.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
yeah.
And Pimp C would always tell me, like, Banner, you smart. Give your people some time and just continue to do what you do. That's why I just wanted to thank you and bring you all because people don't, like, even with me, people don't know about the two death threats.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? For us speaking our mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what are some of the ways that any of you all think that we can motivate the everyday ordinary person? Because the truth is, in any movement that you think about,
mm-hmm.
as much as they say that it's about the leaders, It's about the people.
Yeah.
And until we make the everyday, average, ordinary people hold themselves accountable, once the news changes its lens, they're going to go back to doing our people the same way. Do any of you all have any suggestions or some of the things that we can do to motivate the everyday, ordinary person to do what you all doing? Because she's not even from Mississippi. Mm. And she was telling me when the cameras was off, she came here and saw how the prisons were doing our people. She came to Mississippi and she hadn't left yet.
Damn.
How can we motivate people to do the same?
I think we have to motivate people out of apathy. And I will say that is the good thing about artists and folks with celebrity like status and platforms, because there are a lot of people who are paying attention, whether well-informed or not. They're paying attention because you said something, because you retweeted or shared a post. Mm. And so now they're at least asking questions.
Right.
And then the next thing you did was you gave a platform and spotlight to people who can inform what's happening.
Right.
And so now people are going to have something to listen to educate themselves on why they should care. So we have to motivate people out of their apathy. Like more people are touched by incarceration than they realize. The organization I work for, we have a families report that highlights that 1 in 2 Americans is impacted by incarceration in this country.
Right.
In Mississippi, 1 in 13 people has a felony conviction. When you're talking about black folks, that number goes to 1 in 7.
Damn.
So it touches all of us in more ways than we realize. Whether because of shame, fear, whatever stigma you're afraid of, people aren't speaking about it. So we've got to take that shame and stigma away, because it impacts all of us. So for me personally, letting people know what the issues are and getting them to rally around that. So for me, policy changes. That's what my job is. And that's what like my goals are. Doing something about the way we sentence people. So for me, like the answer like would be decarceration. So like, yes, I care about the conditions that folks are impacted by, but I'd just rather see you home. I'd rather see families restored, communities put back together.
Decarceration.
Right.
That's a hell of a word. I mean, okay, so I know that I've seen posts, their phone, and also, before I get to that, y'all informed me before we sat down, that the second in command at that particular prison has stepped down.
Yes.
So we need our top two, commissioner and
of all
commissioner.
Of all the prisons.
Oh, okay. Not just the prison. Yes. Of all the prisons.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
The MDOC.
Right.
Okay, so the second in command of the MDOC has stepped down and resigned.
He's effective today.
Well, at least he gets to keep his pension. But what can we do? How does that affect the matter at hand? I see how it affects him, how it helps him. But how does it help the conditions of the prison? And isn't there a phone number that was posted for people to call?
And my
they
won't
answer. They ain't gonna answer.
They ain't gonna answer.
No, they ain't gonna answer.
And my question to connect to that, is he running? Is he running away from the situation? That's my question.
What I was told, because I posted it on my Facebook page, and of course you're gonna always have those mediocre people that want to speak politics when we're talking about human rights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And treating the individual like a human. So we got a new governor, and behind the new governor come new appointees. So of course he gonna appoint who he wanna appoint as being the head of Mississippi Department of Corrections, because he gonna want his kickbacks like they all get. So it's all about money. Like Tip said earlier, it's a business. So instead of them getting fired knowing all this heat behind their ass, they went on resign to keep all their money, all their paid days and all that, and they gone on to the next life. But the lady, what's her name?
Felicia.
I'm gonna have to speak up for her, cause she's actually doing some things. Went to them beforehand to let them know about the conditions in the prison system, and they all like turned their back on. Like, we really don't give, you know, we don't care, you know. So I don't blame her for getting on out of there.
You can say fuck shit.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why we have.
They be having leases on me sometimes.
Be clear.
First Amendment.
So she just got on down, and I don't blame her, because they were going to fuck her up in the long run. They were going to try to put it all on her. Now, the second guy, he was in there from like 95 on up and worked his way up in the ranks. You know, which it's a lot of them like that. You know, so it's really not going to help. And it's not going to hurt, because If those two would have still been there and we would have pointed, if was she over here and he next, they would have then put it on down on the actual officers who worked the zones, the actual lieutenants who walked the tiers. Because those ones, those whites, so they don't really come in there unless it's accreditation time or somebody got killed. Then they got to come to that and see how they're going to try to make it look like a gang ride.
And sweep it under the rug.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, so really, like, we have to just keep going in the chain of command. Those two out the way, so they don't get somebody to replace them, so they don't come right into a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like it's a hard battle, man. That's why you got us here and we do the things we do, right? Because we need to find out who is actually gonna have to hold up for this.
I was gonna ask you that for us.
Mm-hmm.
People like us three, we're the sniper guns. We need the bullets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, as much information as we can get of, like, who exactly do we need to go to? Who exactly can we hold accountable, especially while the lights are on? Because, like Crit always mm-hmm. tells me, when they turn them lights off mm-hmm. our people, they eat our ass up.
That's right.
That's why I'm proud of you all, because I figured that out later on in my career. That they let us talk our shit mm-hmm. when the lights are on, and they give us about 2-3 months.
Right.
Because one of the things I always say, even about them killing our children, all they really got to do, because we don't focus, is kill another black person, and then we'll take all our energy and focus on that situation and leave this situation alone. The thing that I would say is after this is, because me and Tip are always talking about how we can follow up. Like, we need to figure out who these people are, and if they don't have structure, hold them accountable from a law perspective of how can we get some structure and how that structure looks like. Because it's not fair, but it's almost like we got to do their job for them and present it to them.
So you point your sniper at the corrections committee.
Okay.
That's the exact target that we.
The Department of Corrections.
No, the Corrections Committee, the representatives that makes up the Corrections Committee. They are the ones that create kind of like the governing.
Are they separate from the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are our state representatives and senators.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have. The only one I know of so far is Juan Barnett. Yes. Okay. We have Mississippi Prison Reform Coalition. As a matter of fact, I had some folks go up there today while I came out here to try to set up meetings. So it's a nonstop process. It's there because the laws that they create the situation.
Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One, and rate and review, please.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.